getting back to the older patient, Melissa, one of the things that I think, you know, it's interesting us as an education group kind of working with all these different investigators, you know, breast cancer, all these other different cancers, and you kind of over time start to see trends. And Melissa, in terms of treatment of older patients, one of the things that I'm starting to see, Dr. Antonio Palumbo from Italy has been one of the persons who's been writing a lot about the older patient nowadays. And it seems like there's a trend to try to keep patients on longer treatment. You know, try to figure out a way to make the treatment less toxic, but, you know, kind of to try to not just treat them and stop and wait. Am I seeing this correctly?
Yes, definitely. I think in myeloma, more and more, we've learned that maintenance is important. So we do want to keep the patients on therapy. But as Beth was pointing out and showing by the case she presented, trying to adjust the doses so that you don't compromise quality of life. But if you can keep the patient on a lower dose, adjusted schedule to keep disease control and, you know, allow the patient to have a normal life, then that would be the ideal situation.
So again, Dr. Palumbo has started to write a lot and publish a lot about the issue of dose reduction in older people, just preemptively, before they even have problem, starting out with a lower dose. I'm going to ask Raphael in a second, do you, if you have a 75, 80, 85-year-old patient, just decrease the doses before you even get started? And let me just ask you, Beth, how did you approach dosing in this 89-year-old man? Let me start with you in terms of what happened with your patient.
Absolutely. So back at the time he was diagnosed, the standard of care was using lenalidomide at a dose of 25 milligrams daily for 3 weeks out of the month. And the dexamethasone was still in pulse fashion, 4 days on, 4 days off, high doses. And at the time, there was an ECOG study that Dr. Rajkumar and the Mayo Clinic colleagues had published that lower doses of dexamethasone, which is still high, 40 milligrams weekly, the patients over 65 benefited the most. So when we started him on treatment, we took that study into consideration, but because of mood swings and some hyperglycemia, we did promptly go to 20 milligrams weekly with the dexamethasone. Unfortunately, it wasn't as effective as we had hoped.